The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So, why are we listening to this song?
Other than Taylor Swift is awesome?
Yeah, she is awesome. I did hear Scalzo and Bruss talking about, is she the like singer-songwriter of this generation?
Yes.
I think she probably is.
He's a very gifted singer.
I'm really, really good.
How good?
I've been called the songbird of my generation by people who've heard me. That good.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
See, that's my favorite line of the song, guys.
What?
In my defense, I have none for never leaving well enough
who
alone.
Who listens to lyrics of music?
But it would have been
I don't.
Fun.
Do you?
If yes. I could have been the one.
Here's the thing, though. If we're going to start a huge multinational corporation, I'm going to have to hear you sing.
Can't you just trust that I'm a really, really, really good singer?
Just one song, so I know what your voice sounds like.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Take
Waitress.
My cat and leave your sweater.
Yeah, that's not great.
Even if the weather is
better.
On a tether. And if you happen to be named Heather.
You got to know. I'm not just some guy. Brennan, that is the voice of an angel. Brennan, I can't even make eye contact with you right now. Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
What did you do yesterday, Gabe and Ashton?
Oh, right out of the gate. I'm out. I'm under protest.
Oh, we just got to see the best player in baseball.
Mondo!
It was a fun baseball game.
It was a good game. They lost. But
why do you
important.
Ask, Jen?
So you guys went to the baseball game.
We did.
Went to the Brewers game.
Noon starts.
Noon
are
start.
Awesome.
I'll have to take your word for it, Gabe. Because Chu and I didn't get invited.
Yeah, what the hell?
First of all.
Yeah, I mean, here
no,
we go.
Don't point at me.
First of all,
what?
You said you are out.
Of what? You said it like 10 minutes ago. You said you were out on Tatis. You said it the other day on the show. You said you were out on
fine. I can't be in on the Brewers?
Nope.
Can you be in on baseball? Can you be in on camaraderie? Can you be in on team building?
What
can
time?
You be in on being invited?
Yes.
Thank you.
What time do I go to bed?
3:30.
Nope. 8 o'clock.
So,
plenty of time to go to the
plenty
game.
Plenty of time
and then go
to the
to
game.
Bed.
Wait,
so,
hold on.
What?
Chewy. You realize there were other people at the game, right?
Not many.
Like there were 13,000 other people at the game?
Yeah, but it seats, what, 42?
So I just want you guys to know in my text chain I wrote, do you think Chewy wants to hang out with other people? So I'll just take that as a check. It occurred to me yesterday as you two were gallivanting at the Brewers game that the four of us,
yeah.
This little family we've created here, have never hung out outside of the studios. And I think we need to change that. I think we need to hang out. I think we need to do some stuff. And I figured today would be a good day to brainstorm some stuff
Ooh.
That we could do together. So, had some ideas. We go over to Chewy's house. We help him with the lawn.
Okay.
You know, you're on the rake.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm on the fertilizer.
No. No one touches my grass.
Yeah, I'm with Chewy. I also don't want to do that, so
no
I'm out too.
Oh, can you imagine the paralyzing fear over Ashton as he's doing some sort of lawn maintenance, wondering if Chewy thinks it's good enough?
Like right now.
I can actually, yes. It's not that far of a leap for me. Okay, how about this? Ashton needs a new car. How about we all go to like Ewald Automotive and help Ashton pick out a new car? You could be the muscle. I could be the negotiator.
I was about to say, Jen's the negotiator.
He already bought the car.
We're leaning towards signing T's and dotting I's. Damn it, I meant to mess it up on purpose and I said it right.
Damn it.
Well, crossing T's. Signing T's.
Either way, I'm stupid. Who cares?
You know where they sign T's.
You're only about 2 miles from the lake house.
So we are hanging out today then.
No, we're
the
not.
Lake house. That sounds Ooh. Like a great place for us all to get together.
Sounds like it's near water. I don't know.
It's 42 degrees out.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
And there is snow predicted for the middle of this.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
There is snow predicted for the middle of this. Look at that. See the white?
Once again.
The green is rain.
Chewy, look
at
me.
No.
Yes.
Look at me.
I think I won.
Do you think I give a rip about Wausau?
Because
if you think I do, you're sorely mistaken.
They have golf courses up there.
Yeah. Actually, guess where I'm not playing this weekend, Betty?
Schwano.
That's Shawno.
That's Shawno. There's no W.
I didn't know either. So
there
I
is a W. Just
yeah, but
not
it's
where
silent.
I put it.
Is that Shawano?
Shawno. Shawno's getting some Shaw snow today.
My college roommate is from Shawno.
I bought a lawnmower in Shawno.
So if we're not mowing Chew's lawn and we're not buying Ash a car, what are we doing? Are we all going to X Golf to hang out with Gabe?
Ooh.
Give him some tips? I have no tips. But Gabe could maybe give us some tips.
I got a tip. Don't stand up in canoes.
That's a good one.
Are you going to X Golf today?
Yeah, I am going to be heading out to X Golf.
Okay. Wearing his X Golf gear, supporting the brand.
Hook
for the brand.
What
should we do? What should the four of us do? What would the four of us all mutually enjoy? Yes, Ashton?
I have a great idea. Now, Gabe and Chewy, I think you guys are already going to be on board with this. Jen, we just got to convince you. I really think we need to still work on. We've got time to work on before your next college game day hit. I think we need to work on this.
What? Go to
you want to
Clemson?
Talk about team building? I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, you want to go to Clemson?
Yeah.
Hop a flight? And call up our buddies at Wheels Up. And
when's their spring game? I guess it's already come and gone.
Yeah. Since it's summer now.
Yeah. Well, maybe they pushed it back. I don't know.
So getting Jen to say ukulele.
DJ ukulele. Because the name of the Clemson quarterback, his name is DJ ukulele.
It isn't DJ ukulele. It's Ungalele. Ungalele,
sure?
But they're trying to get me to say ukulele on college game day, and I keep telling them it's not going to work. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun for me.
Wait, listen, we're just, no bad ideas here, right?
Yeah,
no bad ideas.
There's
absolutely
no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
So what else? Again, the four of us have never hung out, and I feel like that's a mistake. And now look, part of me is like, COVID. There's COVID, so we had to hang out here, but now COVID.
Milwaukee's opening up on Tuesday. Everything in Milwaukee.
What do you mean, everything? Restaurants?
So the mask mandate, the restrictions on the number of people in restaurants. Now, individual restaurants can still have their own mask policies if they choose to have them. But in terms of the city of Milwaukee and the mask mandates and the number of people that can be in a certain building, those are going to be all lifted starting on Tuesday, June the 1st.
Jen, how about you take your boat deal?
Yes, and?
Which is for the year, correct?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Condense it all into one day and get like a yacht.
Oh, okay. So hold on. You get the four-hour windows with my friends over at Carefree Boat Club Wisconsin. I have a number of them. I have 8 of them for the year. So that's 32 hours. You think that
would
turn into a yacht?
3 hours.
On a yacht.
Yes.
Does Carefree have a yacht?
They do now.
Would you want to take a yacht? Not that I haven't enjoyed taking a boat down the Milwaukee River, but do you really want to take a yacht down the Milwaukee River?
No, you got to go out on the lake with the yacht.
No, out on the lake. Get the express thing and we'll tool around on that thing.
I find
the
it
Milwaukee
fascinating
express.
That you are volunteering my boats when you actually own a boat.
But here's why Chewy, I think, is going to suggest yours. Because we could all go out in Chewy's boat, but then guess what Chewy has to do after we all leave?
Clean.
But if we take your boat,
yes,
nobody has to clean.
That's a great point. Carefree Boat Club doesn't make you clean. You just get on the boat, you get off the boat. It works out really well. Let me think about that. I do think that, Ashton already told us the water is an issue.
I would suck it up for a hanging
Why?
Out.
Why? Are you afraid of water?
I'm not afraid of it. It just, we're not friends.
Do you know how to swim?
Yeah, I know how to swim. I'm a great swimmer,
Out of all of us, you should be able to swim the best with your size 23 feet.
I am actually a great swimmer, yeah. I just prefer to be on land.
Huh, how did you become a great swimmer?
Trial by fire.
Did you practice in the bathtub?
But here's my guess is that, I mean, there's nothing in the pool that's going to kill you, but there are things in the ocean that will kill you.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I've been in zero oceans in my life. Well, I mean, I was in Hawaii, so
it's
I guess that counts.
Yeah,
you ever?
It's not gonna kill you.
You ever been in a pool where there's a floater? I mean, how?
It's not gonna kill you. Is it gross? Yeah, it's not gonna kill you.
Could.
You know what's gonna kill you?
What?
The fish, the football fish that flew up on the beach a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
did you see
gross.
The head of that thing?
Good Lord! By the way, he's scared of the poop in the pool, but not the pee on the head. Go figure.
Poop is gross.
Yeah, Chewy doesn't do well with
he that. He really has drawn a line in the sand, hasn't he? It's like he'll walk right up to it, and then on the other side of the line is poop of any kind. That's where Chewy draws the line.
Like, if you told him peeing on his hands would help him catch footballs back in the day, I'm sure he would have peed on his hands.
We need ideas. 800-990-3776. What team bonding building experience should the four of us do together, considering all of the things that make some of us uncomfortable, right? Although Ashton said he'll suck it up for water. Chew says we can't go over to his house and mow his lawn. Ashton's already bought the car, apparently.
How about, since we have him on the show today, and we're due for a bonus. I mean, Jen, you're coming up on a year, right?
I'm nodding. Yes. That's
how about
visual
four
medium,
floor
it
seats?
Is not.
How about four?
It's going to be tough to get a bonus when you're nodding your head and there's no video.
Correct.
Four floor seats when the Bucks are in the finals from Mo.
Yes. And we will put it out together. We'll put a proposal
that's
together.
That's what I'm saying.
And we will say this is a team building, team bonding experience. Just think of how much better we'll be on the radio.
And he could write it off.
If we get some floor seats to the Bucks in the finals.
We just have to make sure it's a day game probably, though.
Why?
Well, because you guys would have to work, or?
Chewy falls asleep at 8.
Chewy, will you stay awake for a Bucks finals NBA game?
No.
She really thought the answer was going to be yes.
Help
she
was me so help you. This was your idea.
I know.
She really thought the answer was going to be
well,
yes.
Well, I thought he would say, absolutely. Bucks in the finals? I'll stay up
like
for that.
The big NBA expert? Of course he would.
He's over here bringing melatonin.
Well, for the other team in the finals, though, for sure. For the Jazz.
We're all drinking beer. He's over there doing his mouthwash and flossing routine. 7:30. 7:30.
Gotta beat traffic.
Gabe, you got to think of something. You said you got something?
Oh, I do have something. But I knew first I have to tell people about this. We were just talking about the Bucks and Bucks fans. Palermo's Pizza and the Bucks. They've teamed up for an exclusive offer just for you. Bango's Jersey Collection. With every specially marked Palermo's Neighborhood Pizzeria you purchase, you receive a limited Bango collectible figurine with Bango sporting 1 of 5 past and present Bucks jerseys. Simply buy Palermo's Neighborhood Pizza. Redeem your box codes online. Collect them all. Supplies limited. Head to your local Wisconsin grocery store today. Make sure you have some Palermo's. Maybe watch some playoff action this weekend with the Bucks because Palermo's is Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
We need ideas. Gabe and Ashton did not invite Chew and I to the Brewers game yesterday. A little bit of hurt feelings, but we're working our way through it. 800-990-3776. What should the four of us do on our unofficial, official first date? Jason Wilde coming up next.
All Packers, all the time.
He didn't commit to anything. He did not confirm or deny that he asked for a trade. It wasn't just about what he said, but about what he didn't say.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts were.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There is no doubt that subtlety was absolutely on purpose.
Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
If you're on the line for ideas for our unofficial, official first date here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, stay on the line. We got to get to Jason Wilde right now. Jason, good morning. Great to have you on the show.
What?
We, the four of us, have never hung out outside of work. And I thought maybe it's about time that we got out of this building, the four of us, and did a little team bonding, a little team building. And so we're asking our loyal listeners for ideas of things that we should do, you know, on our first unofficial official date.
Good luck with that.
Have you guys ever done anything? You, Tausch, Jesse?
Well, Jesse's wedding, I think, would have been one, but...
Yeah, well, somebody's not attending. Gave his spot away very generously.
I am generous that way, yes. Very much so.
Hey, Jason, have you ever been to Hawaii?
No, I have not. Have you?
I haven't either, and Chewy says we gotta go.
It's awesome.
Like, he's emphatic about this. Like, he doesn't really take a hard stand on a lot of things, you know? Right?
Sounds
but this
like
he feels strongly
your...
about.
Sounds like we found the activity for you four.
We'll just write it off. We'll just petty cash it.
I can't imagine that they're going to approve all of us being gone at the same time unless we agree to do the show from Hawaii, but that would be... I was about to say ridiculously early, but it'd actually just kind of be late. You know, we just have to stay up late to do the show.
So what is Hawaii? 5 hours behind us?
Yes.
So you do the show from 2 to 5 a.m.
2 to 4. We're only on for 2 hours, big guy.
That's right. You guys, well, it must be nice. I think we're on to something here.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to stay up, Chub. You probably wake up at
6 months ago,
like
it wouldn't have been a problem. And before that, I don't drink anymore, Jason.
That's all right. You can nap. It'll be fine. And here's the thing.
See, I would have been like a year ago or 4 years ago or 20 years ago for that. I would have been great at 2 a.m., Jason.
Oh, I know. if you do this right away on Monday, you could sell the bosses on the fact that you're going out there to find Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
Like, don't. I'm guessing at some point he's going to leave Hawaii, but don't tell him that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Of the four of us, which one has the best chance of actually speaking with Aaron Rodgers? I'm going to guess it's Chew because he's a former Packer. But
No, Jason's hands down.
Jason's not on our team-building trip.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going.
So is it Chew?
I'm going to say Ashton because he's just got a certain way about him.
Thank you, Jason. Aww. I agree.
You don't think Ashton would be paralyzed in fear?
I could talk to Aaron about The Office.
Okay, yeah.
So we'd be in.
Our office or the show?
The show.
And his terrible cameo.
Yeah, his terrible acting skills. And I could talk to him about it.
I don't want
to
tell you how to do business, but I wouldn't start with that.
Boy, I've never seen a worse cameo by a quarterback than what I saw from you in The Office, with the possible exception of Brett Favre. Yeah,
was it worse than Brett? Was it worse than Brett? I think it might have been.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Brett had an excuse.
Tell him the excuse. Go ahead, tell him the excuse. This is great.
Well, Jason, he was supposed to kiss Cameron Diaz.
Yes, that's
the actress. Correct?
Yep.
But Deanna was like 4 feet away, just out of the picture, and that's why it was so awkward. Or that's what he told me. He said that's why it was so uncomfortable.
Well, I have about 6 one-liners that I'm just holstering, and I'm not going to use any of them right now. And I'm just going to say, kiss or no kiss, Deanna or no Deanna, his delivery of "I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass," had nothing to do with kissing anyone, and it was not one.
So he's just a liar.
Well, he did tell us when he was on with Tausch and me that his first thought when they drafted Aaron Rodgers was, "It's about time." Yeah.
I can't even with that.
I never asked for a trade in 2007.
Oh boy!
Okay, I'm sure Bob Harlan lied to me. You're right.
Oh, that's great.
Love Jason, you guys.
What is it about Brett?
I love you guys.
That he can just do this? Because like Chewy laughs off whatever lie that Brett tells, and it somehow makes him more endearing that he tells these stupid lies.
Because he's an idiot. He really is. Yes.
And he does get away with it. Like, think about this. So we've had, you know, as you sample the Packers fan base, and again, social media isn't the only measure for taking the temperature of a large group of people. But like, it's amazing how many people like are comparing the Rodgers situation to Favre, and like making it seem like Rodgers is more the villain because Favre just wanted his job back. That's all he wanted. He wanted to be a Packer. And Aaron, if he doesn't want to be here, then to hell with him. Let him leave. Get rid of him. And I keep trying to explain, like, again, Favre is the master. He's a revisionist historian. But he didn't come back in 2008 because he wanted to be the Packers quarterback. He came back to try and force them to trade him to Minnesota.
Jason, do you think it frustrates Aaron, though? That part of it, I'm saying.
I think right now, whether he's in Hawaii or not, as you guys fly out there on Sunday to chase him down, I really don't think he is thinking about this. Like, I don't know about what it is about you professional athletes, but you really do have a skill to compartmentalize stuff that I would not be capable of. Like, if I was him and I was in Hawaii with Paula and the girls, and I was in his predicament, I would be checking texts and emails. You know, we'd be walking around a volcano and I'd be pulling my phone out to see what people were saying about the situation on Twitter. I really believe that he has put all this in some sort of box and he's just not even thinking about it. I really believe that. And I don't know how he does it, because this is his legacy we're talking about, and everybody else on the Packers planet is thinking about it or worried about it, and that includes Goody and LaFleur and all those guys. But I really truly believe him when he says, look, this is just, I'm not thinking about it right now.
So speaking of Hawaii, Jason, we keep seeing these videos of Aaron, and he's doing a lot of singing. He was playing guitar, singing some Wagon Wheel, singing some new T-Swift. I know that you enjoy singing because, well, on this station, we used to do a thing called Wildioki, where you were singing.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you were a big karaoke guy because that involved going to a bar, but did you have a karaoke song if you ever did go out with some friends?
That's funny that you say that. We had a big debate on our show about the best karaoke approach. I am not a karaokeer. I'm more of a, you know, I like to sing privately on the radio.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
Makes sense, right? I did not have a go-to song. The question we had was, what are the go-to songs? Because my argument was, I want to do a good job if I am in that situation. And so I want to sing a song that is in my octave range. And like our buddy Matt Carney is definitely in my octave range, so I like to sing along to his songs. But I don't know if his songs are quite popular enough if you're in a karaoke-style bar to get the crowd into it.
Correct.
Now, he's got correct. One or two, though.
Caroline and that kind of
yeah,
thing,
yeah, it's
right?
Got to be something that the crowd will enjoy. I think the first thing you said, though, about going into it and wanting to do a good job, that's all relative, Jason. I was telling these guys yesterday, it's not about how good you are, it's about how committed you are to having a good time.
And the sucking.
Bum, bum, bum.
Why is that popular?
Oh, people love
Sweet Caroline, yeah.
Journey, Don't Stop Believin' is a big karaoke
tune.
Yeah,
but that's a hard voice. Steve Perry.
Yeah, that's the thing. Rule number one is...
Don't do Mariah.
Don't go falsetto, yeah.
No Mariah, no Queen, because you ain't doing what Freddie does. Like, it's just not going to end well for anyone. But yeah, you just need to commit yourself. Now, it's nice if you can find something within your octave range, you know, where you can also, you know, fully commit yourself and get mm-hmm. everybody into it. Because if you're doing some falsettos, I got to imagine you're going to turn some people off.
All right, can I ask Jason one serious question since we've been kind of light?
When did you become serious guy?
Like, he did this with Sophia on Wednesday, mm-hmm. Jason. Like, can you believe Chewy's the serious guy?
I don't want to say stay in your lane, but dude, stay in your lane.
Jason, they wanted me to ask Sophia if she would put Wiz in her hair if it would grow hair. Right
no,
out of the gate.
We wanted you
yes.
to ask her if she would date a guy who put Wiz on his head if it would grow hair.
Same
be specific.
Thing.
And you're the one who brought it up. Don't be like all indignant. Like, I can't believe we were talking about
yes,
that.
It was your idea.
Yes, Jason, to answer your upcoming question. Yes, we did actually discuss this on the air.
I'm sorry, Wiz?
urine?
How do you spell Wiz when you're talking about pee?
W-I-Z. No
Will
one beats the
Will you stop answering questions that aren't directed to you?
They're wow. very aggressive today, Jason.
You were just
Can
golden.
I come on your show instead? You're a lot nicer.
You are always welcome with us, buddy.
Be careful what you wish for, Jason.
as much as I would love to discuss urine in hair, and if it works, I would do that.
Yes! No! Yes! I love it.
Is there any evidence that it works?
Yes, 42% of the poll, 47%.
No, no. Okay,
those,
that's people who said they would do it.
Expert.
Yeah, those are people who say they would do it. There's no actual evidence that works.
The only sample size, Jason, the only sample we've had is my wife's feet. Because we all dealt with a bad drain growing up as kids, right? Because it was a different. So she used to stand. She was the third one in line for a shower because she had two older brothers. Well, her brothers told her that, and she had no idea that she was actually standing in ankle deep whiz. Because the boys would do that, and she has kind of
hair on her feet.
Hairy feet, yeah.
Well, that I can't believe.
Sounds like sound scientific reasoning there, Jason, yeah. Doesn't it?
I can't imagine how thrilled she is that you share that on the air.
I slept on the couch last night, Jason, believe me.
Did you really sleep on the couch?
Yes.
No!
I'm trying to get the jewelry center to sell razors.
No!
He won't stop.
Diamonds and razors,
wait,
Jason.
Wait, did you sleep on the couch because she made you, or that just happened where you fell asleep last night?
No comment.
Yeah, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Jason, great to have you on the show. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. We'll catch up with you again next weekend.
I can't wait to hear Chewy's serious question if he remembers it on Tuesday.
Thanks, Jason.
See ya. Hey, guys, for all your professional construction needs, you should visit my friends at Professional Construction, Inc. in Waukesha. You guys have heard me talk about Mike and Michelle. Got to hang out with them earlier this week at a Brewers game. Had a great time. No, you weren't invited. Gabe and Ashton and Chew. Sorry, big guy. Mike and Michelle believe in building relationships and giving back to the community, and that is why I have partnered with them. And this is why you should partner with them, because of the remodeling projects, home additions, and building a new home expertise that they bring to every single project that they oversee. PCI is also growing and hiring experienced carpenters. If that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you should check them out on their website. It is ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Professional Construction Inc. is a proud supporter of the Children's Heart Foundation. We've got Craig Karmazin coming up next. Plus, continue getting us our ideas for our unofficial, official first date here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I like the Bucks being below the radar, and I don't even mind that of 18 ESPN experts, half of them think the Miami Heat are going to beat the Bucks in the first round.
No, it doesn't sound like you're taking it personally at all.
Fridays with Mo.
I think it was pretty clear that they were looking at the future. And it's pretty rare when you get to an NFC championship that you're planning for the future and not the present.
GKB President Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday.
I don't know if you heard, but Craig Karmazin, president of Good Karma Brands, is now joining the show.
El Presidente.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum,
is that
bum.
The first time that Hail to the Chief then transitioned into Friday by Rebecca Black?
Oh,
you're
for
welcome.
Sure.
You are welcome,
sure.
World.
No questions asked. Good morning, Craig. How you doing?
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
So you sound like you're a karaoke guy, right? Because we've been talking about how Rogers was karaokeing in team building.
So I've been a part of this company for almost 19 years. 19 Jesus. Years next month.
Why does it get...
I had never met Steve Politziner, who is Craig's, you know, best friend, helped build the company. I had met Craig when I was working in Beaver Dam. I was working in Madison, and it was, I don't know, I've been with the company for like 6-7 years at this point. Never met Steve because he had moved down to Florida. And Steve was back for some reason. I did a show on our Madison station until 10 o'clock and then met up with a number of people from the company at the Karaoke Kid in Madison, which is a fantastic bar if you've ever been there. And I walk into the Karaoke Kid, and Steve and Craig are singing. Oh, why, now I can't remember the song that you guys were singing.
Do you remember, Craig?
There was definitely not just a one song set that night, so there were a few on the agenda. I believe it may have been an REO Speedwagon.
Yes,
song.
Yes, it was REO Speedwagon.
Which
it was
one?
100%.
Time for Me to Fly?
No.
No.
God, you. Oh, well, maybe you can go that
high. It was kind of a lovey song that they were singing to each other.
Okay.
Keep on Loving You?
Yes.
This is a great song.
No.
Oh, this is a great song.
No, it was I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Too.
That's another good song.
That was the song that Steven... That was the first time I met Steve Politziner.
Ballad, though, huh?
These two just cranking it.
Was it terrible?
Yes.
Yes.
See, Gabe's been here long enough now that he can say that. Six years ago, he'd be like,
I think
you
if you remember something, if you remember something that long after it occurred, then it wasn't terrible. Because that's really what we look for in life, right?
No, it's not, you're wrong.
It's not how you sang, it's how it made you feel. And if you still remember that, then you made an impact on someone.
So you're saying, is it better for something to be memorable than good? It's better for something to be memorable than good?
Yes. I mean, I think that's when it comes to life, right? Isn't that what you remember? Like, if everyone walked through life perfectly, like, no one would remember this show if Chewy didn't, you know, occasionally make mistakes. Like, you know, that's what makes us unique. That's what makes us love each other and appreciate each other. And that's what makes us human.
Holy cow, this just turned into an REO Speedwagon ballad.
There were two things that would just annoy me when I do a show. I did a show with Craig for, what, 12 years?
Something like that.
And he thought he was great at both things. One was obviously singing, Craig. Do you know what the other was? Which would it was like fingernails on a chalkboard when he'd do his English accent. And I'd get to the point where I would almost leave.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
When we would do the Miller Lite football show with Mark Chimera.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
bad.
We would be talking about Chelsea and Liverpool.
And he would
do it. And look at the fixtures.
Oh, big fixture this weekend, by the way, for Chelsea. Champions League final tomorrow. Are you excited for that, Craig?
Man City has quite the squad this year.
I'm out of
do
here.
You wait? Hold on.
Put
Ashton,
together a fighting bunch.
Do you have a good British accent?
God no.
Really?
I make this joke every time. I barely have a good Ashton accent.
It's fair. I'm working through it in my head, but it seems fair. So, Craig, you're because I'm thinking maybe we should ask our audience this: is it more important to be memorable than good?
Well, so when I'm karaokeing, I'm either going to have choreography. So I was actually on a trip, Brian Anderson, if you ever have Brian Anderson on the show, you should ask him about my karaokeing in Liverpool that I did with him when I was out there for a soccer game.
Wait, so BA does karaoke too?
No. BA does not do karaoke. But he was there in the crowd watching me doing Party in the Liverpool, which I had changed from Party in the USA. I took some license with Miley's lyrics there. And I was doing a full interactive dance with pretty much everyone in the crowd at the karaoke bar that we were at. I believe karaoke should be interactive as well.
Well, Craig, based upon your belief there that it's better to be memorable than good, that morphs to my mantra, which I live by, and these two fight me on it all the time, knowledge is knowledge even if it's wrong. Would you agree with me?
I agree with you that makes you memorable, and that is why what makes the show
it's
so
not the
great.
Same. That's not what he said.
Is that a win? Did I win there or no?
No.
Sure. No, you know what? Tell him he did.
Yeah,
no,
yep, you definitely did, big guy.
Okay.
You got the win.
No, Jen gave an Ashton win every day by being with you, and that's what makes you so special on this show so special.
Holy cow, he is feeding you a load of bull.
Can you imagine?
It's true. It's
the best
true.
If he just
how many like how many
go.
Tight ends have played for the Green Bay Packers? How many of them are on are on this radio station? Like, you know,
what's J Mike up to?
I mean, J Mike had more touchdowns. Bubba Franks had I don't know what he had, but it's Chewy who's here.
It's all because of you, buddy. That meeting 20 years ago at Perkins. Hey, way to bust out. You know, let's have a meeting. Where are we going? Carnivore? Where are we going? No, we're going to go to Perkins.
It worked. You're here.
That's a good point.
If it's free, it's me.
Hey, Craig, one of the questions we had earlier this week on our show was, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers back under center this year, guaranteed, or the Bucks win the title?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it would be the Bucks win the title over most things. But I was surprised, as I think I heard when Sophia was on, that it was Bucks over Aaron Rodgers.
Like, substantially.
I don't know. It's great as a, with my involvement in the Bucks, that is awesome. But I think the most underreported thing this week is that Aaron Rodgers said a lot. And I didn't think Aaron Rodgers was going to say anything on that ESPN interview. And I was amazed how much he was willing to say. And I thought what he said was so critical and so important. And I hope people understood what he said.
Craig, how
important... Wait. What do you think? I mean, if everybody has to understand what he said, what do you think needs to be understood that he said specifically?
I think his message on culture. I think it's something that I believe so deeply. And I think it's really, you know, just it's such an important message, because I think so many people believe that you could put a slogan on the wall, or you could have a history, or you could do things, and that is going to create an organizational culture. But a culture in an organization, you know, comes from its people, and it comes from its leadership, and it's something that you can't take for granted. And it's something that I wake up and go to sleep thinking about every day. And just because you're the Green Bay Packers and had Curly Lambeau and Mike Holmgren and Mark Chimura and all these legends doesn't mean you're living by a Packers culture.
Well, Aaron Rodgers can come work for you then. You got a football team he can quarterback for, right?
By the way, I have told Aaron Rodgers the day he signed a contract with us, I told him whether he's a Packer or not, we would always want to work with him in any way possible, because of I believe he has the core values of our company and would always want, you know, Aaron Rodgers to be a part of anything that we do.
How do you reconcile, though, the calling Brian Gutekunst Jerry Krause behind his back when Rodgers goes on national television and talks about character and culture and about doing things the right way?
I mean, I'm talking about a guy who wants to win and do things the right way. Do I, with my friends, joke about things? Like, I mean, sure. Like,
but respect goes both ways.
What you're saying, you can't make, you guys make fun of me in front of my back, behind my back, in every way possible.
Yeah, but it's lighthearted, like, good-hearted. You know the difference, Craig.
Yeah, and I know that when you're in a toxic culture, that, you know, the leadership needs to take accountability, and I don't think there is that accountability.
Yeah, but how do you handle the Goody part of it? Because Goody's not happy, and if you gave Aaron Rodgers, I mean, when does it become too much, Craig? When the guy asks for too much, and then how do you handle Goody if you say, "All right, Aaron, you're going to be involved. We're going to let you make a pick or two." How do you handle Goody?
Aaron hasn't, to me, asked for anything unreasonable
yet.
But I'm saying all he's done is play at an MVP level, and he's been backed into a corner because he's not being given the opportunity to win, which is what any elite player would want. And he's done everything he can do and brought the team to an amazing place despite forces working against him. I mean, and again, I'm okay if that's the Packers' choice. And we've talked about it. The Packers saw declining play for Aaron Rodgers. They knew they couldn't just get rid of him, you know, because of his, you know, brand in the state. So they figured they needed a year where they didn't, you know, they didn't win that many games so that they could transition to Jordan Love.
Yeah, but then
Aaron just put the wrench into their plan.
What happens, and we'll morph it into the business here, the one you own. What happens if my demands are so out of control and I get the three others here to walk away from the show, and then I also get Wilde and Tausch on my side, and they leave, and my demands are ridiculous?
If the demands are ridiculous, then the team would be better without you. If the demands are fair, then they should be met. I mean, that's simply how it works, right? I mean, if you want to demand excellence from your organization, then your organization should follow you. If your demands aren't reasonable and aren't in line with the organization, which Aaron's might not be, then the organization should move on. I mean, that's the ultimate choice. As an organization, you have that power. Aaron wanted to finish his career as a Green Bay Packer, and I hope he gets that opportunity because I hope the Packers want to win Super Bowls with him.
Craig, that seems like a good place to stop it today. Great to have you on the show, as always. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and we will chat with you again next week.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
I've forgotten what I've started fighting for. The weather is changing and so should your home. Time to make an investment in your home, and that investment should be with Universal Windows Direct. Here's a few things you should know about Universal Windows Direct windows. They will save you money. They make cleaning a breeze. They are never recycled. It is always new vinyl. They are energy efficient, and they have a passionate and trustworthy company with installers who have a passion for this business. If you're interested in getting new windows, here's another reason why you should take advantage of them. They have a buy one window, get one window free deal and zero payments and zero interest for 2 full years. Craig will still be singing REO Speedwagon in 2 years. Call 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. That's UniversalWindowsDirect.com for the best new windows you can buy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Now I don't know if I know anything. I'm going to be real honest here. And I don't think that a lot of us Packers people who have been following the team now for the last year trying to figure out the salary cap, we don't know anything.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy and Ashton do on their unofficial official first date. We have never hung out outside of the studio. And yesterday, as Ashton and Gabe were gallivanting at the Brewers Padres game.
Hold on just a damn second.
Are you telling me you weren't gallivanting?
What were you doing earlier this week, Jen? At AmFam Field.
Ooh, interesting.
That is
networking.
Interesting.
Gabe was like, yeah, that's true. That's what it
interesting,
was.
Interesting, Gabe.
Didn't get the invite then.
That's weird. I didn't see anything on my phone
that
for that.
Was networking
and
with partners of our company.
We were very upfront about what we were doing yesterday.
Very upfront.
Didn't hear about this until now.
Yeah, no complaints yesterday, Jen. Strange.
What'd interesting you that you guys went as pals. This was a work event with salespeople and partners. But you guys had the opportunity to invite us, and you chose
this
not to.
This was a work event with another on-air person and someone in marketing. And someone in marketing.
No, you're manipulating the details.
Four teammates.
Just because you're pals.
So, you're calling the game you went to work, Jen?
It was, yeah. It was.
So we can get hammered and work at the same time?
It was
because
a networking
event. She came in a little
event.
Green the next day.
She did. Certainly did. Certainly did. And you want to know whose fault that is?
Brett's.
Lance Romance.
Lance Romance?
He gave me several adult beverages.
Okay. Why don't I ever get invited to anything?
Well, you've made it pretty clear that you don't like people, but I think we can work our way around
that. Should
we
go through a list?
No, I'm good.
Do you want me to power rank them?
When's the last time you were invited to a place and you actually said yes?
Last time I was invited to a place and said yes. It's been a long time.
We were getting a lot of reaction on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line about what we should do for our first date. 800-990-3776 if you want to weigh in. Let's see. So karaoke, I think, could be an option, right? We've kind of been discussing karaoke this morning with Aaron Rodgers doing karaoke and singing a lot on his trip to Hawaii. J.M. McGuanago says, go to the axe throwing bar.
I've been
what
there.
What could go wrong?
Ooh, whoops.
Which of the four of us are missing the target?
Stop looking at me, everybody.
And why is it Ashton?
I can't imagine Ashton's going to feel comfortable holding something that sharp.
Yeah, he doesn't 0%. Like water. So I'm guessing that the weapon, a weapon.
I got a follow-up question about this axe bar. There's no people like near me, right?
Oh, yeah, they're around. I've been there.
What's the range?
Like alcohol and axes.
Yeah, it's just like a terrible idea.
But they don't let you drink while you're throwing the axes.
Not if they're not looking. Yes.
Sounds like a liability.
No,
big liability.
Things are sharp.
Are there any less sharp
axes
ideas?
Axes are sharp? Any more breaking news you want to throw
those
our way?
Those axes are really sharp. Yeah.
Do you use an axe in your backyard, like when you're chopping lumber and stuff?
Yes, I can. No, I usually rent a wood splitter.
Makes sense. Brett and Eau Claire saying you guys should go on a pub crawl. C in the key saying, if you're looking for a normal event, like the rest of us peasants, you could do axe throwing or an escape room. Lots of alcohol.
No.
Not an escape room either.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Let me throw this out there. If you guys don't like it, just send it
just
right
throw
back.
Throw it right back.
So this weekend, AEW has a pay-per-view. And they're showing it at movie theaters.
Oh my God.
Wrestling?
I'm in.
Of course
great
you are in, Ashton.
Great main event. You got Kenny Omega versus the Bastard Pac versus Orange Cassidy. Got the Young Bucks versus Mox and Kingsley.
Jordan Wara.
What language is he speaking?
I don't know, but I'm going to need a month, at least a month, while we schedule this thing.
Sure. So you Sunday you're out?
Oh, Sunday.
I mean,
yeah.
If you guys want to hang out on Saturday, again, like I said, Champions League final tomorrow, Man City, Chelsea.
Why wouldn't we hang out for the Bucks game?
You can do both. They're both in the afternoon.
Deer District?
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
Out in the Deer District, watch a little Bucks action.
Come find me. People for the big guy.
Come find me. I'll be out.
800-990-3776. What should we do for our unofficial, official first date? I'm so nervous. I wonder if there'll be a kiss at the end of the night.
TNT champ Miro is going to defend his title.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.